Tell the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 8th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to take a wilderness first aid class. If you have difficulty finding one, the nationwide sporting goods chain of REI, they do offer those types of courses occasionally. There's other courses. Just do a search, and hopefully you'll find one not too far away from you. All right. We have patient waiting in Greener, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. He's authored, I believe, 12, soon to be 13 books, if I got the number right, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing there?
Well, sir, I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Same here. Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Well, Jim, we're in the midst of the holiday season. Commerce in this country slows down until it basically stops between Christmas and New Year's, and then starts picking up again after New Year's. That's just the cycle we go through every year. This cycle is a bit different, though, in some ways. I just got a report from a listener just a few minutes ago, Jim, that unleaded regular gasoline in California on the morning of the 8th day of December 2021 is $6 a gallon. That's insane, isn't it?
Time to get a bike. Holy cow. Eat some Wheaties for breakfast and pedal to wherever you have to go to. Goodness.
Well, maybe an electric bicycle if you have some distance to go. But, that level of fuel cost will shut down pretty much all discretionary spending for many families, won't it, sir?
Well, just imagine this, John. We are barely, 10 plus months into this Democrat administration, and the country has gone into the crapper. That's the best thing I can say on the radio. I mean, it has been thoroughly gutted and destroyed. I mean, it just, how do you do this? How do you take something in 10 months and shut it down to the point where just nothing works anymore?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question for Professor McKinney, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Jim, I know you spend a lot of time in countries where soccer is the national sport, and most of the planet, soccer is a national sport, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the United States football, U.S. football, American football, as they call it, is just in the U.S., a little bit in Canada, but that's it.
Right, you know. Right.
Point being, the rest of the world literally is soccer.
It is.
A little round ball that you kick around and run after and try and get in a net at the end of the field.
Put a high school or college athlete on the field to play American football, you're looking at probably $500 plus, probably closer to $750 plus for the complete uniform, if bought new. To play soccer, you need a soccer ball.
Right.
And that's it. But my football team, we played soccer a couple of times just for the hell of it. And I was a top athlete at the time. I was the 19th fastest young man in the state of Missouri in a 100-yard dash and the second fastest Caucasian. And I'll tell you, Jim, that soccer just wore me out so quickly. Point being, professional
right.
soccer.
It's a different conditioning.
It is. Yes. It's different conditioning. And professional soccer players, some of the best conditioned, toughest athletes on the planet. And here we have, the last count I got, more than 200 have dropped dead in practice and on the playing field, playing a game.
Right.
That simply doesn't happen, Jim, does it?
And I got a list yesterday, and I got one update this morning. I didn't look at it. I didn't have time, but hundreds of athletes in all different sports, tennis. And you find women tennis players dropping dead on the court. They can't revive them, who had just gotten their clot shot. But what they're finding in the ones they do autopsy is their heart swollen up. And so, you know,
their
these people
what?
Are going
you
around.
Broke
and plus,
up. Say again, you broke
their
up. Your heart what?
Swollen up.
Swollen, okay. Heart inflammation. Gotcha. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, John, I used to, excuse me, spend a lot of time in the woods, and I'd have people come up from the big city, and they'd do their treadmasters and their stepmaster, whatever, all of their exercises and lifting, and they thought they were in good condition. But when you're walking around the woods and stepping over stuff and stepping on rocks, all of your motions, they're not, you know, stepmaster, you're moving the same muscles in the same direction. And you can be toned, et cetera, but you are not in good physical condition. So they'd come up to the woods. In 5 minutes, they were like, how do you do this? I'm exhausted, you know? And so it's a whole different set of training. And, for example, with soccer players cannot play American football, and American football players cannot play soccer. It's a whole different conditioning, and it would be good. I had a technique when I used to coach kids football. I would take my worst players at the beginning of the game, and the whole idea was to just run long pass patterns. And my ends, tight ends, and backs, their job was just to run down the field as far as they could, and their defenders would do it. And we had them worn out by the first 5 minutes. And then I put in the good guys, and we just walked all over them. And it was, and people never knew what I was doing. And they watched their team just melt in front of their eyes. They couldn't, you know, and these are little kids. I had my kids in super, super good condition. And we just blew out teams that had excellent coaching, big schools, et cetera. And I was coaching for a little private school. Actually, nobody could figure out what I was doing. And I did the same thing. I coached kids soccer, and I did the same thing. I'd put a kid out in the corner, one kid. And on defense, as soon as somebody got the ball, they kicked it into that corner, and that kid kicked it down the field as far as he could. And we would just let that other team run themselves ragged until they were worn out, and then we could start basically controlling the whole field. But
that's a version of what Muhammad Ali did, where he would stand there in a defensive position and let the other fighter pound away for several minutes, wear himself out, not hurting Ali at all. And then Ali came out fresh and energetic and beat up the opposition.
Great. Yeah. I watched some fights recently. I just went through it, just some of the famous fights, and Ali was in some of those. But yeah, you're right. Some of the other ones would do the same thing. But athleticism and being in condition, and this is getting back to your original comment this morning, is to go on a wilderness trek of some kind. And I've talked about this myself doing this as a young person. And when I'd come out of the woods after a couple months, I could wrestle a bear, literally. I mean, I was in excellent condition. And the other things that you do in the woods, when I came back from Cornell, I could hardly pick up a chainsaw because I'd been in studying and doing my mental work there. And after two months, I could hold a chainsaw out with one arm and cut a branch off, you know. And these are big chainsaws. These are not little backyard chainsaws. But you have to be at this every day in physical conditioning in a gymnasium, or even for a sport like football or basketball, gets you in a certain type of condition, but not in general good condition.
Well, the conditioning in football varies depending on the position you play. The linemen have different conditioning than the running backs. I was a running back and a defensive end. The quarterbacks have different conditioning. Depending on the position you play, you're going to go through different conditioning to make you suitable for that position. A lot of people don't know how and why football began more than a century in high schools nationwide. It was not meant to entertain people on Friday nights under the lights. It was not meant for the camaraderie. It was not meant for scholarships. Football began for one reason and one reason only, to convert soft city boys into tough young men, which it does do that very effectively. That's what it did to me. And it gave me confidence I never could have gained otherwise, because I learned as a young athlete, I was 6 feet tall, about 160, 165 pounds, that I could knock down a guy who was 6'4" and weighed 240 pounds of bone and muscle. That gave me a confidence that I've had all my life, that I had that ability. No matter how big a guy was, I could knock him down. There's no other way to gain that confidence except by doing similar type activities, is there, Jim?
That's correct. It also teaches discipline and team. You have to work as a team. You're not the... We had some athletes that were really good when I was in high school, but they were a one-man show, and the coach couldn't do anything with them. The team didn't like it because they were off doing something else while, with an attitude, when the rest of us were trying to do something and it didn't work. You had that one person that was, you know, physically and more capable than probably everybody else, but they were not team players. So it teaches discipline, team player, that you have to work together to accomplish goals. It teaches all kinds of things.
Absolutely. Well, luckily, our team didn't have to deal with men that were not part of the team. But I could see where that would be problematic, especially if the young man was a top athlete. It would be maddening for the coach to have to deal with it. But teaching cooperation and the team spirit is another big life lesson, isn't it, sir?
Oh, exactly. And that's what all of the shutdowns are for. I mean, and it's to take and break the chain for the young people, making all these young people stay home and home learning. Believe me, that's about 1.1% of learning is learning something and repeating it.
My twin grandchildren, they set foot in a schoolhouse the first time in a year this past September, a couple of months ago. But last year, the grandson and his team members, the football team, they covertly entered the football field without knowledge of the administration to practice on their own without the knowledge or consent of the school administration. That's dedication, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you have to feel bad for these kids because I call it the lost generation. With the phones, that picture where they show the ape and it's turning into man then is walking upright. You know, it's implying the evolution of man from monkey. And then there should be another stage now with the man hunched over with his hands in front of his face as the evolution of man, because it actually has happened, if you want to talk about evolution. Not that men evolved from the monkey, but the idea is that the telephone has completely changed a person's everything, and their psyche, their soul, everything. It has completely changed the human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a question or comment for Professor McCanny, give us a call at 512-248-8252. What's high on your radar that we need to hear about this morning, Jim?
Well, thank you, John, because there is something, and I want everybody to listen to this because everybody can see this coming up, and it's a surprise comet. I would call it the Christmas present comet, but it's going to start to be visible in the evening sky approaching the planet Venus, which is very visible in the evening sky right now. If you go out in the evening at sundown, you'll see Venus up there in the western sky. Big, bright. It's visible even before sundown. The moon just passed it. But on the 17th, or starting around the 15th, it could start to make an electrical connection with the planet Venus. It's Comet Leonard, it's called. Its designation is C2021A1. That's its official comet name. But I've been watching this, and on about the 16th to the 17th, this could be making a visible electrical connection with the planet Venus. And on the 17th, UTC time, and I, by the way, on my show tomorrow night, I'll be giving a lot of details about this. But it's a perfect view of this Venus up in the evening sky after sundown with this comet coming in. And it could cause Venus to go comet, meaning that this comet already has an electrical discharge. And it could connect with Venus that could be visible, where we would actually see what the ancients talked about, where the comets would connect electrically, visibly with, like, Venus. And then Venus could potentially turn into a comet also. And what I think is comical is that the standard science press, space.com, and these other mouthpieces for NASA, they're going, oh, it could have some forward scattering, so it could be unusually bright. I mean, they're already prepping the public because they know that this could happen, and I think they have their fingers crossed that nothing big is going to happen, and they can just write it off as forward scattering. But anybody that knows about forward scattering will know that Earth is not in the position for forward scattering when this comet is coming by Venus. So anyway, but most astronomers don't know their butt from the back end of a telescope. So, they will clearly accept anything that is written in the popular science press. But at any rate, tomorrow night on my show, I'll be going into great detail as to what to look for, when to start looking. And this could be a Christmas light show, and if it could actually trigger, it's like a spark plug, if it could actually trigger Venus to go comet, this would be an amazing, amazing Christmas show.
It truly would be. It truly would be. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great way to protect your car, your truck, your home, the controls on your alternate power. And an extra discount applied right now at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Please let people know how they can listen live and to your archives, please.
Yes, John. Thank you. I had to unmute. every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad Airs. And tomorrow night, I will be talking, as I said, about Comet Leonard, probably some other topics also, and all the archives on my webpage, which is linked from your page.
All right. And I encourage people to listen to Professor McCanney's radio shows. The archives go back how many years? 18, 20 years, Jim?
No, 20 plus.
20 plus.
Yeah, 20 plus years, yes.
All right. We got a question or comment for Professor McKinney. We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Before the break, I was asking, what's high on your radar, Jim, that you want to talk about today, sir?
Well, the comet thing, and once again, just to remind people, listen tomorrow night. And this actually fits in with my Electric Highways to the Stars series of lectures that I've been giving on my show since last August. Because if a comet like this came this close to Earth, you could jump on the electric highway that it provides. It's probably 50 million miles long, the electrical discharge between the sun, the comet, and then extended out into space. And you could ride that out into the solar system. And so that's the entire point of Electric Highways to the Stars. And this is a perfect example. Very important to understand how these things work. And what I think is funny is imagine, let's go back to 1979, 1980. I'm discovering all of this stuff. I'm at Cornell. None of the NASA scientists that worked there, and there were a lot of them, up in the space science department, at the astronomy department, et cetera. Carl Sagan, head of the astronomy department, David Duncan, chair of astronomy. They have no clue about any of this, and I'm inventing propulsion systems to use the electric discharges that are all around in outer space. And these people have no clue that those even exist, let alone how you could use these to basically build a space program. To launch, to go into space, and then to move around into outer space once you get there, and to move to the next star system easily. And so anyway, I think it's, and now here we are, 2021, almost 2022, and those same people have no clue, still have no clue. They're still bouncing around the dirty snowball idea. You see it in the press. Do you know how absurd this is?
How absurd is it, Jim?
It's off the charts. I mean, okay. This is off the charts absurd.
I can be your straight man when necessary.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
We got a break coming up. What direction you want to go next, sir?
I just got another email from this issue of athletes dying. So I want to keep talking about that because... what's happening, there's a doctor that did a report on this, is the graphene oxide, and he's saying also graphene hydroxide, which is another method of laying out the carbon cells in a sheet with basically a little saw blade. But they showed a picture of a woman who was just completely expanded, and all the blood veins in her body were being sawed up by these micro saws. And once they, and this is from activity, the more you move, the more they saw. And this poor woman was basically bleeding internally. And these are the results. This is why the hearts expand, because they're filling up with blood.
Amazing. Did you hear my analogy to the Corvette sports cars with these issues?
No.
Okay.
No.
Two brand new Corvette sports cars, one owned by a 20-year-old, one owned by a 50-year-old. The 20-year-old drives his, like A.J. Foyt, 1,000 miles a week. The 50-year-old drives his very calmly and normally 50 miles a week. The 20-year-old will experience very severe issues mechanically very quickly. The 50-year-old will probably experience issues maybe 20 years later. That's what's happening with these athletes. They're the 20-year-old Corvette drivers. The rest of us are the 50-year-olds living normal lives, which we will get the same results as the 20-year-old. It's just going to take longer, won't it?
Right, but throw in some iron filings into that 20-year-old engine and see what happens.
Roger that.
That's what's going on with the COVID shot.
Roger that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I really like doing private consultations, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking to Tom Berryhill not so long after the show ends to get an update on the production of energy cleaners, helping people get their lives back. Yes, we're accepting orders, and we'll be shipping them out as quickly as possible, helping people get their lives back because the arthritis pain is gone, because they're sleeping better than they have in decades. You can study up on the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can send me a check. My address is there also. Please keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, from me to you personally. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And you have some interesting products here, including your water filters. Tell us about your water filters, Jim.
Yeah, John, which, by the way, are available on your webpage there.
That's right.
The MR5 water filter is what I'm promoting. And used to be my biggest selling item was replacement water filter elements. And it still is. I mean, we still sell a lot of the replacement. So they're a new style. They're called HI. They're new technology. And but the even on my webpage, I encourage people to get a whole house water filter, because what we've learned is the biggest dose of toxins you're going to get in the water is in the shower, where your skin is the biggest organ on your body. It's an absorbing organ, just like your stomach. And toxins, whatever's in that water, is going through your skin and into your bloodstream directly. And that's the difference. If you drink a glass of water, your liver, your kidneys are filtering that out. And probably about 95% of the toxins go out with waste, with urine, whatever. But the lungs breathing in the vapor also is a problem. And it goes directly, once again, into your bloodstream. So this is the issue. So you got to get out these toxins out of your water before you get into the shower. A lot of people don't realize, too, when you wash your clothes, you know, you go to the dryer and you have all that lint in the dryer. That's not because you have dust on your clothes. That is your clothes. The chlorine in the water is basically destroying your clothes. And when you put it in the dryer, that lint you're pulling out is your clothes, what used to be your clothes. And so you have to get these toxins out of your water in before it hits the hot water heater. And that's the purpose of the whole house water filter. It comes it's placed at the point of entry, and it's about a 4-hour installation with a plumber. You get your own local plumber, because they know all the local code and regulations, etc., and how to hook it into your water and the pressure relief valves that are appropriate for your location, etc. So 4 hours with a plumber. They are now on sale. And if you use the link from John's page and use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, you get a 10% discount. So this is the time to get these. We have them in stock. We're getting more in stock. But here's what's going to happen also. People think, well, I'll wait after Christmas. I'll tell you what's going to happen after Christmas. It's already beginning, is we have many marketing programs that are kicking in right now. And I'm suspecting that we're going to be really bombarded with the number of people waking up to the problem of PFAS chemicals, forever chemicals in your water, parts per trillion that can be damaging, especially to nursing, pregnant mothers, little kids, older people, and everybody, literally. And then just the fact that you can control what's in your water, or if you have a well, there's a lot of times arsenic in the water naturally occurring, and even city water has a lot of times arsenic. The MR5 takes all of this out. So the short story is for right now, the MR5 is on sale plus a 10% discount. It's around $1,400, and it's not a water softener. It is not a water softener. So if you ask the wife, ask the husband, don't we have one of those things already in the basement? Is no, you don't. You have maybe a water softener that removes a few non-toxic minerals. That's what a water softener does. And so if you have a water softener issue, then you would need a water softener first, then the MR5. And then the MR5 also has an optional UV filter for viruses and bacteria. So anyway, this is something that does not exist anyplace else. It's a very unique product, and I'm set up for production, large-scale production. Anyway, check that out at John's webpage, and I recommend that people get them now, because the wait time is going to grow. And John, like you, like with your the products you sell, like your energy cleaner, people are patient, and that's good, because they understand we're doing something very, very excuse me, there's some noise outside here. But the supplying and maintaining a supply of things can be a challenge in these days. But John's doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing a very good job of keeping the MR5 water filter in stock. So it's there, so it ships out the next day. But anyway, like I say, that's the short version. Go to the webpage. The link is on John's page. Take a look at the MR5 whole house water filter. And for Christmas this year, give the gift of that will keep on giving forever to the people you love, the gift of health.
All right. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, gentlemen. I just have a question. I've been buying the ceramic filters from you for my ProPure Traveler gravity-fed, which is a very small gravity-fed filter. And I know you came out with this new filter, but it looks like it's too tall to fit in my unit. I was wondering if that's the case, or can I still get the ceramics from you?
You can still get the ceramics, and the difference also is that the new HI filters hang down into the lower chamber. They don't go up vertical in the upper chamber. But what you need for what you have, and I've had other people order these, is the 5-inch ceramic. It'll fit in that
unit.
Yeah,
that's the one I've been using.
Yeah, and that you can still get. I can still get the ceramics. They're very good filters. I still use them.
Yeah, new one won't fit in my Traveler then.
No. So all you do is there's a link when you get to the webpage.
Get the snips out and cut off a foot off the end of it, right?
No, you don't want to. Just hit it on the table hard. It'll, break the end up. No.
All right. You always give me great information, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Any news on the archaeological front? I know you've got interest in several areas there, Jim.
There's some new archaeological sites that have turned up in the last couple of weeks looking at them, and they potentially could have antenna activity there. And so, anyway, that's ongoing. And unfortunately, I've been so busy, mainly with the water filter business, that I haven't had time to do much. I have some publications actually coming out on the NASCA lines and all the new lines that have been being discovered over the last, maybe year and a half. But I think I mentioned this before. What's interesting is if you take the old equatorial line of Earth before the old pole shift, these line up around the equator and very equally spaced, which means that it looks like they had a deep space network where they could communicate all the time using these antenna systems to a given spot in space.
Well, it's fascinating. This has been a issue going on since World War II when these things were first found, weren't they?
Yeah, it was about 1941. There was a pilot flying over the Nazca Plains and noticed the first one. The people there knew about the lines, but they really didn't know what they were. They didn't have any perspective that they made big shapes because these things are so big. And I remember being there when I made this discovery and walked up on the mounds that are man-made mounds. And that's part of some of my new work coming out is the actual discussion of these big mounds that are out there that are man-made, that are part of the complex. But I remember walking up and getting on top of that and seeing all of the lines coming out of these mounds and realizing that this is a big the atmospheric electricity was generating the power for these. And then I realized these are antennas. These absolutely are fractal antennas. And I remember the feeling it would be kind of like what you would expect somebody if they landed on the moon and walked around, something amazing in your life. But literally the hair stood up on the back of my neck and I got chills up my spine, realizing that this was a giant antenna system.
Amazing. Well, just like you solved the problem of how to find any prime number with a simple paper pencil method, you solved a Well, 80-year-old problem here, going back to 1941. Just what are these things? And you solved it. Well, congratulations, sir.
Yeah, that's a big one. And it's really, the archaeological community is really strange. It's like astronomy in a sense. You got the old people, the old guard, and they keep repeating, you know, like as if nothing else in the world exists except them. And that's the university syndrome, you know, the ivory tower syndrome. And then you have the rest of the world, which is catching on to what's really going on. And it's like I say on my, I have a subpage on my webpage, and it's called, it's a critique of peer review. I said, peer review is like an old man driving slow in the left lane of a crowded freeway. He's always got plenty of space in front of him. He just can't figure out why everybody is honking and trying to get around him. That's peer review.
That's a good analogy. I like that, Jim. Any updates on the wing generator, sir?
Well, a lot of activity going on worldwide. The whole issue of energy is just incredibly obtuse. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to push through this energy bill, which has a lot to do with energy and infrastructure. But I like the fact that Elon Musk came out and said this was a complete farce, don't pass it, when he would be one of the biggest benefactors of it by getting subsidies to his electric car business. And he said, no, don't do it. He doesn't want it. He thinks, don't pass it. It's a pig with lipstick, basically.
We have our next caller here, Jim. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, John, again. I was calling because I wanted to ask you, I wanted to give a little update on this. I checked last week, we had a discussion, and we were talking about this carbon capture thing that they're running out in the Midwest. I don't know if
yes.
You remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember the discussion.
Well,
sir.
Yeah. Well, I got a little more information on it, and I wanted to bring it up. This thing is huge. It's massive. It's going to go for more than 1,200 miles and going through the Midwest. And not only that, but it's going to Biden is also, from what I understand, is shutting down another pipeline that runs through Michigan, and it carries propane, gasoline, all that kind of stuff, oil. But how it's going to affect those farmers there is it runs through Michigan, but it also goes down through there into the Midwest, carrying the propane that they use to dry the grains with. So, you know, this is they're going to remove 1,200 miles of topsoil, and they're going to bury this stuff deep under the ground after they capture this carbon. You know, this is crazy. This is just crazy. I just wanted to kind of give you an update on all that.
Yeah, if you could send some links and stuff to John. Unfortunately, I've been just really to the wall busy. There are some days I'm double booked. That's how crazy things are, you know. And so I haven't had time to look into this. It's a topic that I have a personal interest in for a number of reasons. I can't talk about it on the air. But, you know, the whole climate change thing always has been about control of water, control of the food supply and energy all the way down the line. So it's not surprising they would take and destroy huge amounts of land where it doesn't have to be. As I said last week, this could be done in the middle of the slag country up there in Oregon, where there's nothing. It's just garbage land. Nobody does anything with any of that. You know, or it could be done down in Arizona or New Mexico, where you have vast amounts of land and nothing's growing. But why put it in Iowa, where you have top production farmland? You know, that doesn't make any sense. And then also shutting down natural gas pipeline used for critical infrastructure and farming. Yeah, that's, you start to see the real agenda when you start to see, you know, you peel back the first onion layer and everybody goes, oh, good, they're going to remove carbon from the air. And everybody's happy and all the tree huggers are jumping up and down with glee. And the real end result is that they've got it, everybody bamboozled, and they're destroying the very things that you need for our existence.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you who where I got the information. It's from a guy on that goes called, well,
hold
I
on, with our last break. Hold on, Charlie. We'll be right back. Finish
okay.
Your comment.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie, we're about to wrap it up here. Almost out of time, sir.
Okay, I was just going to tell him. Professor, that I get my this information from a guy named, it's Ice Age Farmer. And
oh, yeah.
It's a website. Yeah.
It's Christian. Christian is his name, right? I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very familiar with him. He's great, great information, very, got his head on his shoulders, nothing. And he's definitely, he's out there in the forefront on a lot of this stuff. And so, in fact,
yes,
he is. He's a reason, one of the reasons why I don't cover these topics, because, these are topics that I might cover, but there are people doing such a good job on this that I don't, I'm busy with other things. You know, I kind of have my own niche topic, so to speak. But yeah, Ice Age Farmer, definitely go there and watch all his videos. He's on top of, a lot of topics and relative to the global climate change fanatics. I like Elon Musk too, because for some reasons I don't like him. But he calls it like it is too, even though he could be one of the biggest benefactors of the subsidies, $12,500 tax write-off if somebody buys an electric car. And what does he sell? Electric cars. And he says, don't do it. He says, don't create some other government program, because he knows that once the government gets in there, they're going to ruin the business. It's going to happen. You're going to have companies come in who can dump cheap cars on the market, cheap electric cars. People get their, they'll buy it because they got the best price. And in 2 years, it's going to give electric cars a bad name. You're going to have them burning up all over the highway, all over the place. So at any rate, he's built, Musk has built a business based on quality. And like any product, he's had his problems. But, I mean, it's the last thing he needs is some government subsidy encouraging cheap electric cars to be built and spread all over the market. So at any rate, there's a logic to what he's doing. Whereas he would be the biggest benefactor. But back to Ice Age Farmer, definitely go listen to his stuff.
Okay, that's all I wanted to tell you. Thank you. Wanted to pass on. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. We don't have time for any more calls. We're pretty much out of time. Jim, wrap up your thoughts for this week, please, sir.
Yeah, well, John, people are spending money on Christmas instead of buying Barbie dolls and things that are going to be put on the shelf after a week. Get a water filter, a whole house water filter, and that's the best thing you can do for your family.
Absolutely. Thanks. I appreciate it. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.